Richard Smith just said he's seen a new swagger from the younger defensive guys of late. Have you seen that?
Well, it's been going on all year. You know, I think week in and week out, those guys gain experience. And, you know, they just try to perform as best as they can. You know, they have that mindset of wanting to get better. And, you know, we have a motto of getting that 1% each week. We got to get better.
John, you've been on a lot of teams here with the brotherhood motto that goes on here. Is this team really any closer than ones you've seen in the past here?
You know, it's up there. I think this team overall is connected. You know, in the past we had teams that was very close, but it seemed like this team, through the things that we've been throughout the offseason and up till now, you know, we've been through a lot, and I feel like our bond has gotten tighter every time we play.
Jonathan, you're obviously the longest tenured player on this team. So you were here 4 years ago. You saw guys like Todd McClure and Tony Gonzalez who had that opportunity right in front of them. Does being here for those moments and being here for this long and being the guy that's been here the longest, does this moment right now mean more to you probably than some of the other guys can possibly understand?
Well, it's unique, you know, and like I told the guys last week, we got to take advantage of this opportunity. You know, we can't take it for granted. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the playoffs, but, you know, we're here now. We had a great game last week, but that was last week. You know, we got another game this week against Green Bay, who's done a phenomenal job since we played them. So our hands are full this week. You know, we're going to go and approach this week like we do every other week and go out there and perform.
So what have you seen from Green Bay that's kind of different from when you played them, man?
Well, I think they're more consistent. You know, they got a great passing game, but they also have a run game that complements their passing game. They're playing very well. They're taking away the ball. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full with Aaron running around the pocket and also defending their run game as well.
As a veteran, how do you not get frustrated? You deal with it in practice with Matt Ryan, the guy that can seemingly make plays out of mm-hmm. nowhere when you got everything defense perfectly. But how do you do that same thing with Aaron Rodgers when you say, we had it, but he's just going to make plays occasionally?
Well, I mean, that's no doubt about it. He's going to make plays. You know, it's up to us to stop majority of the plays that he's going to make. You know, our hands are going to be full again. You know, we just got to take this week approach the same as we do every week.
Jonathan, you've obviously been here for a while. You've been through plenty of ups and plenty of downs with this franchise. What does this week mean, not just for you and this team, but for the city and its fans?
It's exciting. You know, I think everybody in Atlanta is very excited right now. The opportunity that we did have a few years ago, and, you know, we weren't able to cash in on the Super Bowl, but, you know, I think they are very well into it and brought into what Coach Quinn has brought to the city and to this organization. You know, everybody has bought in. You know, we're going to approach this week like we do every other week. We're going to have fun during the process of this week, and we're going to go out and let it loose on Sunday.
JB, you remember what that felt like 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was a bad feeling, you know, being so close to an ultimate goal that you have as a player. And, you know, just to see the team that you lost to, you know, being able to move on and go to the Super Bowl. Something I'll always remember. You know, hopefully I can take advantage of this opportunity this time.
Is it a burden to get over the hump? When, you know, a franchise like this one that hasn't done it before. I mean, does it add a little?
Not at all. You know, I go every year is to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's no question about that. I mean, every organization in this league has that same goal that we do. You know, it's just you got to work for it 16 games in order to get the opportunity to go beyond the regular season to play for a Super Bowl. And, you know, we did that this year. Again, we still haven't reached that moment yet. You know, we got Green Bay this week, and it's going to be an awesome game on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, after 14 years, for you personally, what would it mean to be able to win this game and advance the Super Bowl?
It'll mean a lot. You know, to have the opportunity to play for the Lombardi Trophy finally after 12 years, you know, it'll be an awesome feeling. But, you know, again, my process and my respect to Green Bay is on them. You know, I'm not looking past Green Bay right now. You know, I'm keyed in on the things that they do very well in the passing game, but also in the run game.
Sorry. Just this year, kind of nuanced pass rushing with Vic. What have you kind of seen him develop in a way that you might not have had before?
Well, you know, personally, Vic had a personally bad year with his father passing away, and I think that kind of affected him a little bit as far as his thought process. But to have guys like me and Tyson Jackson and also Freeney as well to be there with him and to help him advance to the player that we know he could be, you know, it's good to see that from him this year. And, it's going to be year in and year out for Vic.
Yeah.